have hit start. We are live. I'm going to do a sound test first because I'm selfish. Yep, my nose blowing came through. You got one for me, baby? Sound test?
In a world.
Sorry.
In a world. In a juvenile, mentally challenged world where anyone and their mother starts delivering pizza beneath the toilet and nightmares come true, a helpful zany little leprechaun, the leprechaun, with the help of some furry new friends, find that something in the house breaks the wind through the dicks and balls and farts and shit, and before long, everyone learns the fart that you will find is the fart that is always not able to be found. Ah, oh, Jesus, Mickey. I can't feel my fingers anymore, laddie. From the director of Zany Summer Flirt Fest and the director of the smash hit Bukkake Hurricane Part 7 comes the highest-rated, most popular romantic comedy blockbuster of the year. DreamWorks Pictures presents... Larco Pictures presents... New Line Cinemas presents... Paramount Pictures present... Quintuple Amputee Butt Rapist Biker Bitches Blowing Horses with AIDS Part 18... Butt Rupture in Fucktown. Coming to a theater near you this summer, and then coming again and again in your face.
Oh, man. Oh, you sounded great, by the way. That was a good sound test. I appreciate it. You hit every English sibilance. Anyway. In a world where a man says in a world when he wants you to think he's doing a movie trailer voiceover. The New York Times calls it, if Philip Glass wrote Waiting for Godot. The Chicago Tribune says, who is Philip Glass? The LA Herald says, I thought it was pronounced Godot. The New York Times says, don't attribute fake quotes to us. The New York Times says, we didn't say that one either, or this one. The New York Times says, also it's LA Times, not Herald. This is JBC. The LA Times says, yeah, the Herald stopped running in 1989. The Ariana Grande Examiner says, we don't exist. The LA Herald says, nurse, hand me four... Oh, wait, sorry, never mind. That joke is funnier if I did the whole thing. I wrote this really long movie trailer.
And that
was the, and that was the middle of it. But there's callbacks in it, so...
Oh, my God.
I might do that. I might just punch it up sometime. Or, you know, record it. But anyway, welcome, everybody, to Just Because. My name's Jason Mark. With me is Joe Neal, my brother from another mother, same grandmother... And we're going to talk about movies again. I know some of you don't like that, and I have actual... Somebody told me to my face. Actually, no. She sent an email saying, quit talking about movies. They're boring. Talk about cocks and balls again. She didn't use the word cocks and balls. Cocks and balls isn't a word. It's three words. Adam Sandler talks about cocks and balls a lot. Maybe we can find a way
really
to do
both. Did you really get feedback from someone that says, stop talking about movies and go back to dicks and balls?
Sort of. So Here's my story.
Wow. Okay.
Here's my story. So I had jury duty last week. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jury duty. And have you ever done jury duty, Joe? You ever done
duty? Yeah, I just got jury duty like a couple of weeks ago. They didn't keep me.
They didn't keep you. Okay.
Yeah, I stayed till like 11 in the morning, and then they told me to leave.
Okay. Did you go through voir dire or whatever they call it? How you pronounce it?
I don't think so because I don't know.
That's the part where the lawyers get a whole bunch of jurors together and say, hey, are you going to be a dick? And then you go, no. And they go, okay, you can be a juror. And then another person goes,
no. Okay. Every single time I've done it, they start listing off people, and then I wait around for a little bit. Then they list off more people, and then they say, okay, everybody go home. And I'm one of those everybody that goes home every fucking time.
Well, you're probably better off. The first time I did jury duty, that's what happened to me. And that was county. This was city, misdemeanor court, and – I was part of the panel. Like, they pick 26 people, and then they eliminate all but seven of them because it's misdemeanor court. You don't even get 12 people on this jury. You only get six with an alternate. And but while we're all sitting there, the lawyers are walking around, the defense and the prosecution, they're walking around saying things like, okay, who here has heard of domestic violence, right? And then they would ask people questions if they did or didn't raise their hands. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if all I got to do to get out of this is convince them that I ain't going to be – impartial. And so, like, does anybody here, when you hear that someone is accused of domestic violence, automatically side with the victim? And I raised my hand like a shot. I was like, yeah, me. That fucker's going to jail if I'm on the jury. And I didn't have to serve. I have no idea what the case was, but
they're like, think if it were that easy, then just everybody would get out of it all the time.
It was hilarious because they would say things like, somebody's like, hey, anybody has experience with domestic violence? And this guy raises his hand. It's like, yeah, when I was a kid, I watched my dad beat my mom all the time, and it really fucked me up. And I'm kind of, you know, traumatized by it, and I just hate men now, right, and all this stuff. And then the lawyer goes, well, if you were on trial and the jury was made up of people just like you, do you think you would get a fair trial? And the guy goes, oh, yeah, totally, fair trial, absolutely. It's like, really? You just said
that. Weird.
Yeah. So I was on jury duty. So you have to do 2 days, right? And then you can go home if you don't get picked. So went the first day, didn't get picked. Second day, went in, and I said to him, hey, I got some problems with my kid. He needs somebody to take care of him, and my child care situation fell through. And they're like, okay, we'll see if we can get you out of here. And they did. They got me out halfway through the day, right? Which is great. Normally, you have to go until 5 p.m. They let me go at noon. The reason I'm telling all this, Joe, is because of the sheer coincidence of I'm walking to the bus stop, and I see an old friend out of nowhere, somebody I hadn't seen in over a year, right? And she's standing on the corner, and I'm just staring at her like, is that who I think it is? And I could tell she likes looking over her shoulder like, the fuck is this guy staring at me for? But then she recognized me, and I recognized her, and we said hi, and she said she still listens to the podcast, and I was like, oh, cool. And she's like, here's my email address, write me, and then I'll write you and tell you why your podcast sucks. And I said, okay. She didn't. She didn't say that. She didn't. But I did write to her and say, hey, this is what's up. And then she wrote back, and she said, amongst other things, you know, your podcast is great, but, you know, when you guys talk about movies, it's boring, so let's go back to the raunchy shit. And I was like, that's a point well taken. Now, she was much nicer than that, the way she said it. And honestly, if I had to, like, go back to our last episode and analyze what we said, we talked about Amy Adams a lot, and that can be boring for people who aren't into Amy Adams. So I appreciate what she said. So I'm going to really try to, you know, cock and balls and cunt this episode as much as possible, dicks and tits.
Oh, wow, and you threw cunt in there. You're going hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, what's funny is, remember, I had a little bit of a complex there because I was getting a lot of feedback about too much dicks and cocks and farts and butts and shit. And so, you know, I felt really good about our conversations about Amy Adams and movies and stuff, even though, let's face it, she's saying there needs to be more of that. But even the last episode, there was plenty of ass talk. I mean, probably. Look. Look, ass the ass talk, I think, overshadowed the Amy Adams part. I think maybe it just stuck out to this person. She's like, well, I was enjoying the butt stuff. Why'd you guys even go into Amy Adams?
That's true. It could be. It could be. Now, this person is somebody whose opinion I value very, very, very highly, right? Because
I like her already.
Yeah. No, this is somebody who's like – does not settle for, you know, half ass and stuff. It's like, you know, I saw 3 minutes in there where you guys suck balls, so you need to start talking about the balls you're sucking, because I don't want you to suck balls unless you're actually sucking on balls. So we're going to stop sucking on balls, and we're going to really suck on some serious balls
tonight. She should be pleased with the last 30 seconds of the show, I think.
I'm going to every once in a while. Here's the thing. I'm going to try to do this. I'll probably forget. But if I feel like you or I are getting, like, boring, I'm just going to start saying balls. I'm going to say balls, testicles, nuts, or I might say boobs, or I might just
it's like a safe word, except we have a lot of safe words.
It's a danger word. It's the opposite of a safe word. It's like, you know.
So if I'm like, well, the thing about Alan Rickman is about balls, you know, in testicles. The second, yeah,
testicles.
That's how it'll work.
Tell me about Alan Rickman's testicles.
See, some people think that Alan Rickman actually just played himself over and over again, and it's just all his personality and that he had no range. But I'd like to say,
he was playing with himself, especially his balls. Was Alan Rickman gay? I think he was gay. He's a gay man, right?
I don't know.
So he could have been playing with someone else's balls, right? I think he was gay, which is, you know, neither here nor there. It's just another opportunity to talk about more balls. Speaking of safe words,
great. We've got a plan here.
We do.
This is it. If you feel the boredom start creeping in,
testicles.
It's just like nutsack.
Nutsack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if people are like, well, that's very 9 years old of you, I'm like, so? So if you don't
that's
like
kinda,
it.
That's kind of our thing.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing. I think that's why
I like this person, because she's like, I know what you guys are really about.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't hold back. Nuts. Right. Why do we want another podcast about two dickheads saying, oh, this movie's good because it talks about the human condition? I was like, no, it doesn't. It talks about tits. Here's the thing about safe words you reminded me of that I wanted to talk about real quick. It has nothing to do with movies, but it's on YouTube, so it kind of does.
Okay.
I don't know what I was doing or why I was on YouTube, but I came across this thing. Gosh, now I can't remember what it's called, but it's something about how it's they take women, ostensibly porn stars, but maybe just not just sexy women, and they have them sit on them vibrating, you know, masturbator things. You don't see it. You don't see them. You don't see the cooch because they're on YouTube, right? But then
this is on YouTube. It's not on fucking Pornhub.
No. So you don't get to see any nippleoses. You don't get to see any hoo-ha. But they're sitting on these vibrating things and doing other stuff. Like there was one where this gal's just – she's sitting there and she's reading the questions people are sending her on Instagram, her Instagram questions, right? She's like – so – and they're asking her dumb questions like, you know, can I have sex with you? Will you marry me? You know, who did you vote for? Shit like that, right? And as she's sitting there trying to answer these questions, she's getting more and more into it, right? And that was fine. But my favorite one was these two ladies who I've never heard of, but I looked them up afterwards. And what they were doing was playing Jenga while sitting on these masturbator things. And it was just so freaking awesome because one of them clearly had no control of herself. Like she was just like 2 minutes in, she was like orgasms out the eyeballs, right? And the other one, she must have been a pro because she was just not affected. She's just like, let's play this game. Fuck you. Come on. And when the other girl lost because she was just having too much fun, this other one, her name is Lisa Lush. She goes, bananas. And then nothing happened. And then she shouts this somebody off screen, bananas is our safe word. And then he turned it off, whatever, he or she or whatever. I don't know why I wanted to tell you that story, but you said safe word, so.
Well, yeah. You know, I don't even know what to say. How do you come across these things?
I don't know, Joe. Sometimes I think that, okay, I wanted to talk about, we're supposed to talk about movies again on this episode.
Yeah, we'll get there. But actually, I've got a burning question.
Okay. No, I'm going to answer your question vis-a-vis movies. So, but burn question, go ahead, light it up.
It's just that sometimes you bring up these weird YouTube things that I have no clue about. And yeah. I go down like YouTube rabbit holes that get weird. And then I'll find myself watching something that I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with your brain, dude? Yeah. And then I'll kind of divert. But like you'll bring up stuff from like, how did he get to this? Yeah. Like what rabbit hole, what association on YouTube led to this? And I can only think, and here's my question, that there is there's definitely like a sexual arousal component.
Oh, absolutely.
Like part of this is your perversion.
Oh, absolutely.
And so there's something maybe kind of like uniquely sexually exciting about these girls that are trying to not have an orgasm while they do other weird shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the simple answer to the question is yes. I thought maybe you'd be like, no, this isn't sexual at all. It's just funny and weird. It's fucking sexual.
I can tell you what I was doing on YouTube was sexual. I was looking for some sexual stuff. But when then I got to this, while it was sexual, that like boner went down because I was fascinated, right?
Oh, actually, okay, yeah. Now be honest. Yeah. Is this what remains? Is this kind of like what's happening on your computer and you keep kind of following videos after you've ejaculated?
No, you're in your
refractory period, but there's still like sexual stuff and going that you're on. Clicking yeah. on. Yeah, they're like, oh, well, I'll just watch this because it looks silly, even though, you know, I've already came. I just want to eat a sandwich and watch something silly.
Yeah, no, that happens a lot. Very much so. Like I told you about that one time I was watching the threesome with the teacher and the two girls and the three of them. And then after they got done, they had an actual frank interview with the three performers, like them in real life. And it was fascinating.
You did.
Yes. Yeah. No, this time
Surprise, you talked about that on the porn episode.
Yeah.
Or the Valentine's Day. I can't remember. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, but this time I think – so here's how I was going to relate it. I don't know. You've heard of Doug Stanhope. He's this really brilliant stand-up comedian. And I recently read one of his autobiographies and reminded me of one of his bits is where he's talking about some – I don't know how he got on the subject, but you know, that's the genius of comedy. He went from just, hey, guys, how's it going, to talking about a girl born with 15 vaginas on her back or something. I don't know how he got there or if that's for real, but he's like fake having a conversation with her where he wants to have sex with the shoulder vagina and she doesn't want to. And it just keeps going back and forth. And you realize he's telling this story in the context of he's been such a pervert his whole life, self-confessed pervert, that, you know, just regular old sticking in, wiggling around and then be done. It's not good enough for him anymore. He needs to have weird sex, right? He needs to have sex with
in order for it to be novel and exciting.
Yeah,
it needs to keep ramping up or getting more and more bizarre. That's a real phenomenon that happens to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I just keep watching people, just normal people having normal sex.
Nah, boring. So
I know.
So I was on YouTube, and clearly it's like, okay, I don't need to see genitals for what I'm looking for, because I'm on YouTube. They don't show you genitals. So I think I Googled, or not Googled, but did a search for something like Japanese upskirt Olympics or something. And from there, just, you know, went to click to clack to click to women on masturbators playing Jenga. And that's
Japanese weird. Upskirt Olympics?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's what I did or something along those lines.
Let's pretend that you didn't.
Okay. Let's pretend that I didn't. Okay.
But weren't you, were going to kind of rope this back into movies. But by the way, I just want to say, Doug Stanhope, one of the funniest things I've ever seen a stand-up comedian do, he went on this whole tirade about how he had imagined, like, in his pajamas, actually like a nightgown and like a and like big floppy slippers, he like runs out into the middle of a football field, and I think he like rapes the male football players. This doesn't sound funny at all because I'm no Doug Stanhope, but the way that he described it, I was crying laughing.
That guy is
really talented.
Yeah, yeah. The only way it was going to be a really weak connection, but it was going to be Doug Stanhope is a comedian. And in as much as we're going to talk about movies, I thought, well, this is supposed to be a comedy podcast. Let's talk about comedy movies. See, weak-ass connection, but we could do that. Unless there's something in particular you wanted to get at, I have here in front of me a list of the 100 best comedy movies. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go through them all, but I was going to ask you if you've seen any of them. And we could talk about movies from that standpoint, unless you had something particular you wanted to get to.
Well, because of what you were talking about before, about, you know, looking up weird sex things.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing that I do. I'm going to go ahead and, like, make a confession. And this does tie into movies.
Okay.
What I end up doing is I end up looking for movies that had unsimulated sex in it.
Unsimulated this is the magic sex.
Yes. So the magic of the internet allows me to look up movies that where when there was a sex scene, the people in the movie, like mainstream movies, or like I guess some of them are like art house movies, where the people, when they were having a sex scene, they were actually fucking.
Oh, okay.
And so then the magic of Pornhub is I go onto Pornhub and I find just those scenes because I don't want to watch your whole fucking movie.
No, you don't want to watch Forrest Gump just so you can see Tom Hanks or whatever.
What's exactly, dude. No, but what I'm saying is there's something really arousing about that for me. Like, because, and then there's, you don't normally, you don't even see, you know, genitals. It's not even, it doesn't look pornographic, but like in my like perverted little mind, I'm like, oh, they're really having sex there. Wow.
There's some that fascinates me, and I want to. We could talk about it more. Like, if you can give me one, can you give me one in particular? Like a particular film, or
there's. Let me think. There's one directed by Asia Argento.
Oh yeah, the Italian Asia horror Argento. Guy. Oh wait, the Italian His horror daughter. Guy's daughter. Yeah, she was in Triple X with Vin Diesel, right?
Yeah, that's right. She directed some movie. And it turns out, like, one of the scenes in there, she just called some rapper that she knew that she was friends with and said, "You can fuck me on screen." And so that scene, which is very brief, this big rapper dude is having sex with her. And apparently it was real.
See, that's interesting to me because if I was an actor in a movie with simulated sex, I could probably go all day long, right? But if the, you know, the actress is like, "Why don't you just go ahead and stick it in?" I'd be saying to the director, "I hope you can get this in one take, dude, because this is not going to last all day long, right?" There's some movie, I don't know what it was recently, and it was one of these period pieces where some woman is a servant for a queen or something, and there's a scene where she reaches up this queen's dress and she's like, you know, finger banging or something. Obviously, they didn't do that for real. There was no need to. The dresses are very long. You don't need to see this. But I guess to make it real for the performers, the lady who performed the queen was like had a wet sponge between her legs or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, talk about verisimilitude. They're like trying to go for it in reality without a being real with the. Why would you use a sponge? I don't know. I found that tidbit very titillating.
I don't know. My imagination's running wild here. But here.
Yeah.
Look, that is maybe this is one of the movies that I recently slept through. Is it The Favorite?
You know, it could be. Let me
was
just
that
real
the
quick.
One, or is it Mary Queen of Scots?
It could.
I've
be.
Seen. I've seen about 23% of each of those movies.
Okay, The Favorite.
Many movies. I pop them on and I go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I watch movies mostly.
The Favorite's ringing a bell. Let me see here. It's Yeah, a frail Queen Anne occupies the throne. Her close friend, Lady Sarah, puts her hand in her dress. This is what IMDb says, and touches her wet sponge. Okay, so yeah, that must have been it.
I got the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that part, though. Oh. But just from your brief description before you started talking about the sponge, I was like, is that movie?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. But let's not talk about movies that have sponges in them. Let's talk about comedies, okay? So
I do want to talk about comedies.
Oh, I do too, obviously, because I brought it up. But I do want to go back to sexy things in another bizarre connection that doesn't, because that's what this show is about, right? Another bizarre connection that's fairly tenuous.
Can I say one more thing about dicks in the ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make a clarification. Maybe you can pull up on YouTube something for me.
Okay.
This won't take very long.
Okay.
The last episode we did a movie episode, and mm-hmm. I did a spoof of the song Rock Me Amadeus.
You did, which was awesome.
And thank you. And Rock Me Amadeus, of course, that was kind of a stretch. The connection there is with the movie Amadeus, though we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about Amadeus. Maybe we can do that a little bit later. But my father listened to the song, and he really liked it. And I was talking with him about the process of making that song, and he said he listened to it several times, and he felt like he knew all the lyrics. And I told him what my favorite line was, and then he was like, I don't remember hearing that line. And we both laughed about this. Now, my favorite line that I wrote in that song, and possibly my favorite line that I've ever written as a lyricist ever in my whole life, is a line that says, I demand that you remove the penis placed inside my anus.
I do remember that.
let me say that one more time. I demand that you remove the penis placed inside my anus. Okay? Now, if you've got YouTube, can you get the song on YouTube? I'd like for you to try and play that part of the song. It's it's near the end.
Okay, so I need to go to our YouTube channel, right? We have one?
Yeah.
So let me see if I can do that.
Okay. And we've never done this before, playing.
This is super self-indulgent, so.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
But no, like, I like it. I like it. Here's the thing.
Because it occurred to me that you might not have heard. It's kind of hard to hear, and that's a shame for me because it's my fucking favorite line that I've ever written. So I need you to play it for us so you know.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. Let's see here. There's Fuck Me Up the Anus. Okay, I'm gonna hit start and off to skip forward as we go, because I gotta adjust volumes and shit.
Stop. It's near the end where it actually sounds like I'm being sexually assaulted.
Okay, and is this loud enough? Can you hear that okay?
I can't hear it at all. In fact, I couldn't hear the Royksop at the beginning.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Maybe it's, none of that's recording. That's embarrassing. Let me see if... Yeah. It's definitely coming up on...
I only have one choice. Yeah, I guess maybe I just can't provide it. Hey, cable bill's expensive and the price is getting
high. Okay, that's too bad you can't hear it because I was going to play something else.
Oh.
I wonder if I can press a button here. You really can't hear that? That's weird.
No, I can't hear anything.
Oh, man,
that's very unusual. That's normally just how we're set up, so I don't know. We got...
Maybe there's a button I can press, because... I'm sorry, audience, that you have to listen to us go through these technical difficulties. The problem is that in as much as Joe wants me to play you this song, which you're hearing in the background, he's not. I wanted to play something else, and he needs to hear this.
Cocks.
Yes.
Assholes. Balls. My dick.
There's our safety word. Okay. Yeah. We'll tell you what. Let me.
I'm just hitting the boring alarm. Frantically hitting the boring.
I hit stop, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to play something else. No, I'm
you
not going to do
stop
that.
On the recording.
No, I'm not going to hit stop on the recording. Come on, that's not how we.
You've never done that.
Okay, I just want to figure out how to make it so that you can hear this stuff because you need to hear this stuff. That's just so weird that you can't. You can hear me, obviously. Yeah.
But look, man, this is what we do. If there's a technical difficulty, we're going to work through it real time on the show.
I bet it has something to do. Fucking Microsoft. Sorry, Microsoft. I know you've given us, you know. Bill Gates has used the money to solve mosquito sex problems in somewhere. But listen, there was this long-ass update that my computer's like, hey, you want to update? Because if you don't, I can't promise you shit. And I was like, yeah, go for it. And it took like a whole day. And when I got done, all kinds of settings were weird. Like my mouse was slow. So I bet you that's what it was because Skype is being a shithead. And I probably need to go fix some crap. And that makes me upset. And I don't want to hit stop, but... We may have to because we've only done this for 26 minutes, and I'm scared it's going to take at least another 34 to fix this problem, and I have to play other music for you.
Yeah, look, man.
I'm upset.
For the first time, we're going to be forced to hit pause.
We may be forced to hit
out the middle of the show.
Okay, so I can hit pause on the recording, and then we can figure it out, and then I can hit play again and say, okay, folks, we're back, or we could try to do it seamlessly. What would you want to do? You want to hit pause, and then we... Do it seamlessly or just, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to hit pause and then I'm going to say, folks, we're back. So, okay, ready? Okay. All right, folks, we're back. That was a lie. I haven't hit pause yet. I just always want to do that. Okay. I hit unpause. Are we still going?
Yep, here we go.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Not that you heard it, but don't blame me. Blame, who's the CEO of Microsoft now? Blame that guy.
And Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay, so hopefully this will work. I'm going to hit play, and... Oh, I need to turn it up. Here we go.
I demand that you remove the penis place inside my anus.
I don't even know if that came up on the Audacity, because I was...
Are you hopefully serious? That didn't get recorded?
No, I don't know if it did. I don't know. This is live. I can't go back. I'll do it again. I'll just do it again. And this time I'll watch.
Okay, fine.
Because I have to watch like the WAV files and shit. Look, this is... We're not... we're not professionals here. For fuck's sake, testicles is our unsafe word. So, let me just go back.
Just play it again. Let's see if we can hear it.
I'll just play it again, but I got to watch while we're doing it. And just I don't have enough screens. Ah, Jesus Christ. Do you think Giovanni Baby Tits has to worry about this stuff? I just don't know. Okay, I'm going to hit... Here we go.
I demand that you remove the penis place inside my anus.
Yeah, okay, so that came through on the Audacity.
So for anybody that heard the song that we did last week,
yeah.
And if you didn't understand the lyrics to that, you know, 10 seconds or whatever,
yeah.
Or less, that's what it was. So now that I've clarified that, I feel better.
Okay, good. And now I'm going to go back to my weird-ass connections. Jesus Christ, what the fuck are we doing? So, like I said, just by coincidence, and it was weird because I got halfway through the second day of jury duty. If I had gone all the way through or gotten dismissed at the beginning of the day when I told him I had problems, I would not have seen this friend of mine that I hadn't seen for a while. It's just this crazy coincidence, okay? And then this person also said something that reminded me of something in this song that I'm about to play for you. This has nothing to do with movies, but fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway.
And, I don't care.
And the only reason why this is like even more connected is this friend of mine that I'm talking about, she loves Mexico and Mexican things. She's going to learn Spanish and she's going to move to Mexico, right? And so what I'm about to play you is in Spanish. And I just think it's awesome. And I'm going to tell you about it. And maybe I should save this for when we're going to do our Mexico. Do we do a Mexico show? Are we going to? I can't remember.
Let's do it one day. This will be. This is kind of maybe a foreshadowing.
A little bit of the atrocity that will be our Mexico show. So I just
want you. You know what happens in movies?
What?
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. Yeah. So I'm going to play. Right, I don't think I've done this on previous episodes, but maybe have. So if I have, just bear with me. But tell me if you can hear this. So that's real.
Yeah.
That's awesome, right? That person is rapping in Spanish, and it's great. Okay, now let me tell you about this song. If I've told you about it before, I apologize. This song is called Taki Taki. Okay, it features you heard rapping near there. That's Cardi B. Okay, very talented.
Yep.
It also has Selena Gomez in it. It's got somebody called Ozuna. I don't know who that is, but I think it's the rapper. And it's all put together by a guy named DJ Stink. Now, the part she was singing right there, is an echo of what Ozuna sings at the beginning of the song, where he says several things. And one of the things that he says, which sounds like, listen. That sounds like some cool hardcore shit, right? There's like all this, they're just going for it. No. What he says in the song is, amongst other things, she doesn't wear underwear, and therefore, it's easier. He says that. Just really beautiful, complicated.
You have brought this up our podcast before. Yes.
Okay. Well, here's my connection. Even better than that is when Cardi B is singing before the Spanish part, she's rapping in English, and she says two things that I think are – or three, actually, things that I think are great. One thing she says is, if the text you send me isn't nasty, I don't want to read it. Okay, first of all, which just so echoes what my friend said about our show. It's like, hey, if you're not talking about raunchy shit and balls and assholes and crap, it's lame, right? And Cardi B said the same thing. So if the text isn't nasty, I'm not even going to read it, right? She also says, by the way, and this is how she puts it, uses this word, by the way, this punani is undefeated, which is just like such a great thing. I like...
Yeah, that's great.
I want all women to be able to say that in such a way as anybody they say it to is like, oh, geez, I'm out. This is out of my league. And the third thing she says, which I think was really great, is she goes, yeah, I'm rich, but I work like I'm still broke. And I'm like, that's poetic. So all three things.
You know, I just keep liking Cardi B more and more.
And so she goes, if your text isn't nasty, I'm not going to read it. By the way, my punani is undefeated. And I'm a rich. And she says words, I'm rich, but I work like I'm broke. And that's all wise. And then she gets to the part where she has to echo what the Ozuna guy said. And it's like, I don't wear underwear because it makes it easier, but you're still going to have to work hard. She adds that at the end. And I wanted to bring all that up.
Yeah, she's not going to give the impression that she's easy. Because she's not wearing
Well, that's
panties.
Just the thing. It's like, what if she is easy? There's this thing on Funnier or Die today about how they're going to call it from now on the Walk of Not Shame. And it's this woman walking out of a house in this little skirt. It's early in the morning and all these people are like looking at her and they're like, hey, did you get laid? And she's like, yes, I did. And they're like, that's great because sex is fun, isn't it? And it just flipped the script. And that's what Cardi's doing, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why I'm even talking about this anymore. Here's the thing. Testicles and balls.
No, I was just doing a Cardi B noise, man. That wasn't like a safe word. I wasn't trying to tell you were boring. I was just I was just making a Cardi B noise, in celebration of Cardi B.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. So anyway, I'm calmed down a little bit here. I'm just glad that you could hear that. I hope it came through on the Audacity, and if it didn't, I don't care. Do you want to talk about comedy movies now?
Yeah, let's talk about comedy movies.
Okay, all right. So, like I said... Since we were supposed to talk about movies, I went and found several lists of the top 100 comedy movies at all time, and they're very different, right? Very different.
I ask, who made this list? Was there a voting process?
I don't know. I finally found a list that resonates with me. It's by it's at timeout.com. But before that, I went to IMDb. I went to some movie group, I went to Bravo. I went to the American Film Institute. Here's the American Film Institute. This is why it's just bullshit. You know what their number one funniest movie of all time is? You want to guess?
Okay. From what?
This is
whose list?
This is the American Film Institute.
Okay. And this American Film Institute
voted
funniest
on,
movie.
Yeah, voted by 1,500 people. Number one funniest movie of all time.
All right, let me see if I can guess.
Okay. You know what?
Funniest movie.
I'll be surprised if you guess any movie on this list, because they all suck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might, though. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to go with something I thought maybe is kind of ubiquitously appreciated,
sure.
Like Blazing Saddles.
Okay. I think that's on here. Let me scan, because I think it is. Mm-hmm. But it's like...
Yeah, tell me what number that is.
I'm going to have to... It's that's not it. Mr. Blandings builds his dream house. I thought it said Blazing. It said Blanding. I'm scanning. I should just do a look for... Can't find it. Where is it? There's Young Frankenstein.
Cox. Balls.
Oh, okay. Blazing Saddles, number 6. That's their 6th one.
Hey, man.
That's a pretty
Come
good
on,
guess.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Now, let me ask you just as a hint.
Okay.
Will I know the movie?
You will.
That's number 1.
You will. Yeah, but name a couple more. Which I don't care if this is boring. This is bullshit. This list is bullshit. Let me just say this, okay? All of the lists that I came across have Woody Allen films on them, and that is a big no-no. No, he's not funny. Maybe he was before we knew what a pedophile he was, but now that we know, he's not funny. He's disgusting. And I've seen a couple of his movies.
Yes.
Not only was it not funny, it was one of the most misogynistic pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life. So I did not chuckle. Anyway.
I've only seen one movie, and I barely remember it.
Yeah.
So I'm not a huge Woody Allen fan, I guess.
Yeah. So name another movie that you think is funny on the top 100 of AFI's list, and then we'll go on to a real list.
Well, last time we were talking about John Hughes movies, I bet that he's on there somewhere.
Okay.
Let's go Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, because I really do think that's like a comedy masterpiece.
Come on now. That one I think is on here. I'm going to do some scanning. Maybe I'll just scan until I get to – did he do – no. Did he do he didn't do that movie. See, none of these are movies are funny.
Butt fucking. Cox.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Would you say Planes and Trains and stuff? Yeah, I don't see it. I think
that's my favorite John Hughes movie.
Planes and Trains and stuff. I don't see it on here. It could be on here. I'm just not going fast enough. Here, let's just kill this.
So
number one movie
this?
They put? Number one movie? Some Like It Hot. Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot? Isn't Some that like a hot. Marilyn Monroe movie?
Yeah, from 1959. That's the number one. It beat out number 2, Tootsie. Number 3, Dr. Strangelove. Number 4, Annie Hall. Fuck you, Woody Allen. That's not a funny movie.
Hey, Dr. Strangelove is pretty funny.
Number 5, Duck Soup. Now, that one deserves to be in the top 10. That is a...
Okay, I've never seen Duck Soup.
Well, anything by the Marx Brothers, you should
Marx
go see.
Marx Brothers, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's what I'm going to get at with all these lists that I have a problem with. They have movies on here that have funniness in them but are not comedies, and I have a real problem with that. Okay? That's just fucked up, right?
I've got an idea, though.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, what, to me, in my life, what would my top 5 be?
Yeah.
And this is in no order, but like, how about could you give me like a top 5? And I don't want you to think about it too much. Actually, I think that your first impressions are going to be the most meaningful. Really,
you want my
but
top
if you five? if you were to just rattle off your top 5 without thinking a whole lot, like what are just some funny movies?
Okay, so my inclination is to go not just with a movie but with franchises, like any of the Waiting for Guffman / Best in Show /
those
are always going to be in there. The mockumentaries, right? A Spinal Tap.
Best in Show. A Mighty Wind.
A Mighty Wind. All those are hilarious, right? Also, I'm going to put in that category the whole, what is it, Zucker and Abrams, the airplane ones, right? Airplane and Naked Gun.
Well, you know
Gun.
How I feel about Naked Gun.
Yeah.
That's actually in my top 5. Gotta be, yeah.
So those... Gun. Those are going to go in there. And then also, I'm going to throw in some Jim Carrey movies because I think the guy, he can carry it through.
Ooh,
right?
Do you know what I thought my number one was immediately?
Was it going to be The Mask?
No.
Liar, Liar?
That was pretty funny. That was kind of funny, too. Come on. What's the funniest Jim Carrey movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Actually, that would be my second. I honestly think the funniest thing that Jim Carrey ever did was When Nature Calls, which was like Ace Ventura Part 2. I don't know how you feel about that movie.
Some people
can't stand it.
No, that's definitely in there. Here's the thing. Like I said, this
tops even Dumb and Dumber for me.
These lists have movies that, like I said, have funniness in them but aren't comedies. And that really offends me, because I appreciate a movie that makes me laugh in anyway. That's fine. And the thing is you can be in a mood, like, and go watch Schindler's List and laugh your tits off, right? If you're just in the mood, you could do that. Do this. Get really, really drunk and watch Schindler's List in, like, watch it in Japanese with, I don't know, Hungarian subtitles. And you will laugh your ball sack off. You will, if you're drunk enough. I've never seen it, so I could be talking out my ass.
Well, you probably think Sophie's Choice is a laugh riot.
Well, you know, I didn't see it, but I probably would. Here's the thing. When they have, like, Good Morning Vietnam as one of their top comedies, yes, Robin Williams is funny. Yes, there's a man in desperate need of a blowjob as a funny line.
But that movie's a drama.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm getting
so,
at.
So, see, you know what? This is
that pisses me off.
I hate this about many lists, too. And actually, the more kind of artsy-fartsy and pretentious the list becomes, they start missing the point. Just like you're saying. Yeah. That, like, movies that have comedy in them, but you feel like there needs to be more other aspects of storytelling and like, for instance, drama, like it has to be dramatic as well in order to be considered a good movie. Mm-hmm. That is insulting to the comedy genre.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to make a comedy. We don't need fucking drama in our comedy to make it a good movie.
That's why
asshole.
I like the Marx Brothers, because they don't like, we're going to throw in a little bit of, you know, a little bit of moralizing here. No, fuck it. It's just a bunch of people jammed into a goddamn room in on a ship and they all fall out. That was a hilarious scene. But Fargo is on this list. Fargo.
Yeah, there's funny stuff in there. Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing. I would put Fargo maybe in my top 10 movies of all time just because it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't just call that a comedy.
No. I mean, you can. Like I said, if you can go in and you're just like, I'm going to watch The Rape of Dan King and laugh at it. Okay, that's your... Fine, you then laugh at Fargo, but no, don't try to compare Fargo to goddamn Beverly Hills Cop, okay? And even Beverly Hills Cop
if you're
has
trying to compare movies in a category, then don't add weird like fusion movies.
Yeah, don't do that. It makes me mad. Like another one here, When Harry Met Sally. Okay, yes, it was written as a comedy. It has comedians in it. It was directed by a comedian, but it's a love story. So it's like, oh, it's a rom-com. No,
it's
fuck
a
you.
Yes, it's a romantic comedy, and I consider that its own genre.
Yeah, and don't call it a comedy, right? Or I'm looking at other things on this list. MASH, right? That was funny, and it was the book was hilarious, but don't call it a comedy when really it's about – anyway – let me go to a better list.
No, I'm with you. I mean, we're on the same page here. So, well, now here's a comedy. Okay. And one of my favorite movies ever, is Hamlet 2.
That was a hilarious movie.
With Steve Coogan. That's his name.
Was he the guy who played?
He's like Alan Partridge. He played. Yeah. That's a funny movie too, the Alan Partridge movie. Maybe there's more than one of those, but he's the main character, and like Elizabeth Shue is in it, and it's to me, it's almost like a perfect comedy.
Yeah,
there are moments in that movie that make me laugh so hard I still think about it and laugh hard.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, I'm with you right there.
Like there's a line where he talks about how he feels like he's being raped in the face, and you know, we talk about that type of stuff. We make stupid jokes like that all the time.
Yeah.
But I have never been able to present anything as comedically genius as his delivery of that line in that movie.
You
like that movie too. That's cool. We've never talked about that before. It's in my top five. Maybe number two, and number one would be Ace Ventura Part 2, probably.
Well, tell you what. Let me real quick. This is a better list. This is Time Out. I'm going to read their top 10. I'm just going to go through it real quick, and that's why this list is good. Number one, Spinal Tap, right? Number two, Airplane. Number three, Monty Python's Life of Brian. Number four, Annie Hall. So they screwed up on number four, but, you know, okay, I'll forgive them that.
Get your fucking Woody Allen out of my list.
Number five, Groundhog Day. Again, not really a comedy.
It's a fusion movie.
Yeah, so, but that's fine. Number six, The Jerk. Boom. Yes.
Nice.
There you go. Number seven, With Nail and I.
Never seen it, but I thought that was Isn't that just kind of a movie about a like an irrepressible drug addict?
I have no idea. I've never heard of this movie, but reading the description, I gotta see it now.
Actually, I've heard a lot of good things about that. Again, okay, I don't know if it's a comedy. You've got me really stuck on this, like,
it's gotta
come
be a comedy
on, act. Let's give comedies their due and movies that are pure comedies.
Yeah.
Let's stick to the category. Well, okay, I like that.
Here's number 8. There is no going back. I mean, this is a comedy, and if anybody says there's anything else going on, they're full of shit. Number 8, Team America World Police.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Here's When
some would say that's a horror movie too. I'm just kidding.
when
puppets fucking in it.
That's right. When the cyborgs take over, right, and we don't know if they're cyborgs that are coming in or not because they're dressed like humans.
You're still reading from the list.
No.
When the cyborgs take over, that does sound 9. Like a comedy.
When they come in, like in Terminator, like they show up and the dogs sniff them and go, that's a cyborg, and then they shoot them. No, you don't do that. Just play them the puke scene from Team America World Police, and if they don't laugh their taints off, they're not human, right?
Yeah.
And that would be, for me, when my son decides to marry someone, girl or boy, I'm going to say, come here, watch this scene. And if they don't laugh, I'm like, you can't marry this person, son, because this person is disgusting. Number 9, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Yes. And then number 10.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's a movie I have not seen, but I am confident it deserves to be in the top 10. And number 10 on this list is Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
That is a genius comedy,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned. And it's so good.
The rest of them, you know, Anchorman, Big Lebowski, Naked Gun, Dumb and Dumber, Trading Places.
Well, this sounds like that list is more attuned to our sensibility or our definition of this thing. So, yeah. Did you already rattle off what you would think is your top 5? I mean,
I was,
you kind of already did.
Kind of with the whole, like, Monty Python people. Well, I didn't, but they were going to be there. Monty Python's, the Marx Brothers, the Airplanes, that guy, Steve Martin, before he decided to be a real actor, you know, yeah, that kind
of
thing.
Well, I want to put something out in case you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And it's a really great comedy. Now, the guys that make South Park, you know, Trey and Matt.
Yeah.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone. And of course, they made Team America and they made Book of Mormon, which is fucking great, too. Yeah. I hope they make a movie out of that. But they made a movie, I think, when they were just out of college. And it was like before they were famous, mm-hmm, from South Park. And it's called Alfred Packer the Musical. I think it's called, actually, they got it picked up by Troma, you know, the guys that did The Toxic Avenger.
Okay.
And they ended up getting it kind of released through Tromaville or whatever the hell that is.
Okay.
But it was called Cannibal the Musical.
There you go.
And
yeah,
it's a full on musical, and it stars Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and it's funny as hell. Like, I still find myself singing songs from that.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago, and a lot of people don't know about that. It's a super funny movie.
I haven't seen it, but I have heard of it. And
they do like the Trapper song where he's like, tear the skin, rip their eyes out with my knife, yo ho. That's really good.
Let's see, and that's what it should be. Okay. We are at minute 48. And we still have a thing that you've prepared. Or you have two things prepared? I don't know. Do we need to do this stuff now?
No, I only have one thing.
Okay.
And I honestly can't wait for you to hear it, but I wanted to say maybe we'll have time, mm-hmm, because I did the Amadeus song. I felt like I feel obligated that, mm-hmm, you and I talk about Amadeus at least for a few minutes.
The movie just Amadeus, like the real one?
The movie. Yeah.
Okay, so not a comedy.
The movie Amadeus.
Not a comedy.
Boom. It is not a comedy.
No.
But perhaps after we do this, could we give the film Amadeus a try? Can we just talk about it a little bit?
Yeah,
or is it too? Is that too much of a just shifting gears, like from fifth gear to reverse?
Because,
I mean, there's pretty much nothing funny about that movie.
There is nothing funny, except there are a few scenes, like when he tells his fiance to eat a shit, right? That's funny, right? Yeah. So there's that. Because mm-hmm. She does, or he says that. I don't know if she actually does it, but I don't think she does. I wouldn't. If I was Mozart's fiance, I would not eat. I mean, he's good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not. Anyway. So we want to do your thing first?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And this isn't an argument for cancellation. I'm pretty much giving up on that.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, when I have something for the show, I'm just going to I'm just going to bring it to the show. Okay, I'm not going to say because of this we suck. Maybe that's true. But
JBC,
so I'm for the first time in a while, I did put together a montage. Okay?
Can you walk us through it?
I'm testing sound levels just to make sure, but when I hit the button, it plays well. So I'm not just trying to fuck with you. Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, look, man. This is a special montage because this is a montage that you can only do after you've done the same bit many, many times.
Okay.
Because this is our 129th show.
Yeah.
I've done movie trailer bits, and actually you've done once. You've done that once. So you're a part of this montage too.
Okay.
And what this is I took clips from, I think we've done about 10 movie trailer bits, right? Comedy bits.
So you've done 9 and I've done 1.
JBC.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And so what this is just chopped up bits and pieces of different movie trailers put together to make a brand new movie trailer.
Oh, is it?
It's a black metaphorical
trailer?
Yeah, it's called the Meta... Yeah, it's called the Meta Movie Trailer Montage.
In a juvenile, mentally challenged world where anyone and their mother starts delivering pizza beneath the toilet and nightmares come true. A helpful, zany little leprechaun.
The leprechaun.
With the help of some new furry friends, find that something in the house breaks the wind through the dicks and balls and farts and shit. And before long, everyone learns the that you will find is the that is always not able to be found.
Oh, Jesus. Mickey, I can't feel my fingers anymore, Lenny.
From the director of Zany Summer Flirt Fest
and the director of the smash hit
Bukkake Hurricane Part 7 comes the highest rated, most popular romantic comedy blockbuster of the year. DreamWorks Pictures presents
Largo Pictures presents
New Line Cinema presents Paramount Pictures presents
Quintuple Amputee
Butt Rapist Biker Bitches Blowing Horses with AIDS Part 18 Butt Rupture in Fucktown. Coming to a theater near you this summer. And then coming again and again in your face.
Oh, that was good. That was... You got skills, dude.
There we go. The meta movie trailer montage.
I like how meta it was, too, because, you know... The beginning of the show when you were doing
sure.
the sound test.
Yeah, you know.
Super meta. I like that. That was... I'm sorry. I just keep remembering little bits of that. It made me laugh.
yeah, so the one movie trailer that you made, I really liked. You know, the Leprechaun, which was a story... I'd love to watch the movie because it's a story about a bunch of lepers that get together to pull a heist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which is great.
Or was it the other way around? It was a bunch of guys who decided to use leprosy as a con. I can't remember. I wrote the damn thing.
Yeah, what it was. Sorry, yeah. I got it wrong.
No, you're fine. It's okay. It was a trailer. You didn't see the whole thing. I did write another trailer for today's show, but I didn't record it because I'm lazy. Maybe some other time. I don't know. I got to add some more cocks and balls to it. Look, we got 6 minutes left. Let's talk about Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, Amadeus. So,
Amadeus, well, I think it won every Academy Award.
All of them. Yep.
It's great. The acting is marvelous. Yeah. I think about it a lot because I can relate to the. I don't know if you call him the protagonist. What's his name?
Salieri. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can relate to him a little bit, even
Absolutely.
Though it's kind of a terrible place to be. But like,
no,
I feel like throughout my life, I've always had a drive to. Like create stuff. I've never had an Amadeus in my life where I'm like, oh fuck that guy, and I try to like kind of destroy somebody.
I'm not your Amadeus. You're my Amadeus.
No, you're not my Amadeus.
You're my Amadeus.
I'm just always kind of
Joey.
I just feel like I understand, because all of everything that I've created is it's been fun for me, and it's I feel like a creative person, but like mediocrity is kind of where I'm at.
Absolutely.
Like I don't think you're mediocre, but I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I
haven't cursed God, and I believe that's, you know,
that's part of the thing. Yeah.
In Amadeus, it's like, why would you? I've never felt like that, where it's like, why would you give me the desire to create and then not give me the gifts to create something beautiful, and then present with to me this fucking idiot who's clearly gifted and has been touched by your grace to create the most beautiful thing in the world. That's intense.
It is.
I can't relate on that.
Well, I think, you know, God's answer was, I'm going to kill him when he's like 32, though. So, you want to be a genius? Got to kill you.
Yeah, so kind of doesn't F. Murray Abraham win?
Kind of, yeah. He does. What was I going to say? I am super mediocre, and I've kind of accepted it at this point. You get on like YouTube, we're talking about, where you see somebody who's like, okay, I'm going to paint a picture with my nose and I'm going to do it upside down while my other hand is playing a violin. And then you flip it around and, oh, it's a picture of Jimi Hendrix. And the song I was playing on the violin with my toes was one of his songs, right? That kind of talent, you see that and you're like, fuck, God, fuck.
Yeah.
You just shout fuck at the screen because it's so amazing. At the same time, you know, it's like, that's it. That's all they got. That's their whole thing, is they're not – like, people win Academy Awards for this brilliant acting, and they get billions of dollars, and, you know, and they live this lifestyle, and it's like, okay, that is impressive, but not as impressive as a guy who paints pictures of Jimi Hendrix upside down with his nose while his other hand plays a solo on the violin.
And that dude's not got money. That I do have an Amadeus. I had an experience where just the envy was burning.
I know who it is. It's that guy, isn't it?
It is that guy.
It's that guy.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but the guitar playing dude.
Oh, no. That's you're talking about Colby, who I was in a band with. And yes, his guitar skills are far above mine, but it never made me jealous. I just loved playing with him, and I was like, holy shit, this guy fucking just shreds.
He is a shred master.
That's the thing. I normally don't get jealous of people that are better at things that I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's why I don't. I'm not there. I do wish that I could play better and do things better, but my Amadeus, as a juggler, my Amadeus is the fucking guy that can juggle and solve he's juggling three Rubik's cubes and he solves them all.
I did have
a moment there where I wish that he died at 32 and got thrown into a fucking mass grave.
Hey, real quick, while we're talking about juggling, which is not about movies at all. So for those of you who are on Instagram, you should look up a person on Instagram called Taylor Tries. I mean, that's her Instagram. I don't know if there's some underscores in there.
But does she succeed?
Yeah, she does. She's a really good juggler, and her little Instagrams are very inspiring. So if you like, just – I don't know how you would find it on Instagram, Taylor Tries. It's got nothing to do with movies. We have 2 minutes left to talk about movies. Amadeus was, at the time, my favorite movie. I was young when it came out, but I was into classical music. And, it is this lesson in, like – the torture of recognizing greatness but not being able to achieve it, which I think is, you know, it's essentially the curse of the middle class, right? These people who are educated but can't, like, when we like get on the internet and we're like, okay, I'm gonna watch young ladies sitting on vibrating things while playing Jenga, we aspire to that kind of, you know, full richness. We recognize the beauty. Like, you and I, we watch that and we go, I see how this is the greatest thing that's ever happened, but I didn't think of it, and therefore I can only, you know, I can only...
And so while you're whacking your PUD, you realize that these girls are your Amadeus.
They're my
you
Amadeus.
You are trapped in the mediocrity of your lonely masturbation.
No, these girls are not my Amadeus. Those girls are the symphony that whoever came up with this created. That person is the Amadeus, and these girls are.
Oh, of course,
Yeah, they're like... Yeah.
Whoever came up with this wonderful concept is the Amadeus.
Is the Amadeus,
and you whacking your PUD.
Yeah.
Are F. Murray Abraham.
I'm F. Murray Abraham. My PUD is F. Murray Abraham, and those girls are Ina Klein and Nachmusik, and...
And your ejaculate is his subpar... composition.
My ejaculate is the blood on his hands when he tries to cut his own throat at the beginning of the movie. That's what it
is. You know what? I don't know where to go from here.
Well, that's good because we have 30 seconds left. Yeah, we should probably do that. So, hey, everybody, go check out Taylor Tries. Go check out Women Who Masturbate While Playing Jenga. Go check out Amadeus. Go check out the top 100 movies that aren't by Woody Allen. And Fuck Me Up the Anus. So go check those things out. And
yeah, well, hey, man, this is, you know what? We need to pimp our stuff. Remember you were saying? Yeah, so there is a, if you haven't figured it out by now, there is a YouTube channel that has a bunch of just isolated bits for fun. If you want to hear some nasty songs, obscenitized songs, and other bits and ads that we've done, it's on the YouTube channel for Just Be Cousins.
And here's the thing about searching for it. I couldn't find it by just searching for Just Be Cousins. So what I did was I said Just Be Cousins Otis. And then I found one of the videos, it's all audio, of Otis and Lovando. And then from there, I was able to backtrack to our page. So if you're having trouble finding Just Because It's on YouTube, just add a word like Otis to it. Or, you
all right, did you follow that? All of our listeners, remember that.
Just Because Otis. It's Otis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can do that.
I have a shout out, okay?
You do? Okay. Should I turn this down a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. There we go. All right.
So, my mom, she told me that, she ended up telling somebody about our podcast, even though I advised my mom not to listen to it, except for the Mother's Day episode.
Yeah.
Apparently, she has listened to more of it. She thought it was funny, which, you know, thank goodness. But she started telling people about it. And. Okay. This guy, who apparently is a manager of some water park or something, I don't want to get too close to reality, but she talked to him, told him about the show. He was like, oh, I love comedy podcasts. She goes, well, they say fuck a lot, so I hope you don't mind. And he was like, oh, no, that sounds great, okay? So she talked to him again in, like, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe less, and he was like, I've listened to all 125 episodes. He, like, binged our show. Started at the beginning and just listened to all of them, okay? So I love this person.
Yeah, I do too.
Right?
Yeah.
And so his name is Ryan, and I just want to say hi to Ryan.
Oh, you want to give him a shout-out? Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving this a shout-out to Ryan.
I really like that story, and I like Ryan. He's one of my heroes now. I thought you were going to say that at the water park he played Fuck Me Up the Anus over the loudspeakers.
Ryan, could you do that for us? There's a bunch of children and senior citizens, I think, that frequent this place, so maybe that's not a good idea. But I understand that. I think he's able to listen to the podcast while he works, so I envision this guy kind of walking around supervising things while with us talking shit into his ear. Like, he just has us in his brain while he's running this water park. I think that is
a wonderful thing. I would like to think that, for the most part, listening to our podcast makes somebody do whatever they do better. It would not, like, queer them to their activity. Like, I don't think someone's listening to our podcast going, oh yeah, I really like stacking shelves at Walmart, I'm gonna shoot everyone. No, it'd be opposite. It would be like, hey, I think I'm gonna shoot wait a minute, these guys are funny, you know, I'm gonna buy my mom flowers. I would like our podcast to be that kind of inspiration.
Can you imagine how many people we have influenced positively and how many shootings we've prevented?
Probably two. So real quick here, just want to thank you, Ryan. I also want to thank my good friend, the Air Force medic, who inspired me to say balls way more often. And I want to thank Joe, and I want to thank Mozart, and I also want to thank Cardi B, and all of Mexico, the entire country, and everyone who isn't Woody Allen. I want to thank them. And
hey, next week, I want to do an animals show,
like the band Animals from the 60s.
No, remember we did a show with Shags about animals where we just talk about animals the whole time.
That was the rerun of that episode, was one of our most listened to episodes. rerun.
It's really funny, and yeah. I figure we could just keep going. And I've got a couple of guests that are going to come in. We've had Jen Powell on before, but she's going to bring Gus, her husband.
Oh, yes.
Gus Powell is going to finally come on the show. I've talked about him a lot, and we're all going to talk shit about animals.
So we got to give...
Maybe animal shit.
So we already have a white chocolate fog. Gus needs to have a name in that same ilk. We don't have to give him that name right now. Maybe it should be based on an animal, since that's the show he'll be on. But Gus has... Listener, if you don't do anything else, tune into the show that Gus is on, because his voice is beautiful.
Hey, and all of you listeners, comment on our stuff. Like, we want more comments. Okay.
You gonna shout something real quick, and then I can't stop?
I'm going to say... I can't think of one. You yell something. Oh. God damn it, for once.